Rabbi Yochanan Amar Fakert, it's called a Mokum Ptur. Elu Malin Mikan V'yochlin, V'yelu Malin Mikan V'yochlin. And each Chotzer, they have a right to Fakert, carry up now their food on top of the wall, and they can bring it down again. Each Chotzer has the right to use the top of this wall. Even though the wall is 10 Tfachim high, but so what? Since the top of it is not 4 Tfachim wide, it's less than 4 Tfachim, that's always called a Mokum Ptur. A Mokum Ptur means that it's not a Rishus HaYokra, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a nothing, it's a Mokum Ptur. So, just out of Yechon, if the top of the wall is less than 4 Tfachim wide, Tfakert, each Chotzer is allowed to carry on top of it and bring it down. Because it's like carrying from Rishus HaYokra to a Mokum Ptur, back to Rishus HaYokra's Mutter. Even from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you carry into Mokum Ptur and back. So Melo here, there's no Isser. So Drashi, Malin, Mechatzer and the Roisha, each Chotzer could carry something for their Chotzer to the top of the wall. Who are din the Maridin? Who are din they could bring something down from the top of this wall into the Chotzer? To Mokum Ptur, it's called the Mokum Ptur at the top of the wall. Obotel lakan lakan lahokal. Therefore, where it was bottle, not like Rav to say that's a Chumrah, it has no din at all. No, if I care, it's lahokal. You could carry it down both ways. And that's the loch like that. That's called the Mokum Ptur. So the Mor Tanan, and now Mishnah we learned, Eilu Oilin Mikan V'Yoichlin, on one Chotzer is allowed to go up and eat the pears that are on top of the wall, the Eilu Oilin Mikan V'Yoichlin, and the other Chotzer also could climb up this wall and eat the pears that are on top of the wall. So Diyak Oilin In, they could only climb up there. Of a Malin Loi, but they're not allowed to bring it up. They can't carry up their own food on top of the wall. Just they themselves can climb up the wall, and they can eat something that's there. Malin loy, so the morhochi come. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Yesh boya bo ala bo. If there is, like the Reish of the Mishnah, when there is, the wall is thick, for tfachim, then it has the same Rishus HaYachid on top. It's called its own Rishus. Then the din is oilin in. They're allowed to climb up, they themselves, the people, can climb up on top of the wall, and eat what's there, because on top of the wall it's its own Rishus HaYochid there, and they carry the pears all around the wall. Mashen kein malin loy, but they're not allowed to carry up anything from their chotzer to the top of the wall, because their chotzer, meaning here, pears that came out of the house, if at the beginning of Shabbos you had something in your house, and you're allowed to carry out into your chotzer, now you're not allowed to carry it up on top of the wall, because on top of the wall is like another Rishus HaYochid, that you didn't make an Erev with that Mokum, or you can't make an Erev with that Mokum, since there's a Mechitza dividing you and that Mokum, you can't make an Erev with them, therefore you're not allowed to carry any Peres from your Chotzer up on top of the wall. That's Tavke if the wall is wide, 4 Tfachim. What about Ein Boy Abo Al Abo? Let's say the top of the wall is not 4 by 4 Tfachim wide, it's only 3 Tfachim wide, that's called the Mokum Ptur, then the Din is Malin Ami. You're even allowed to carry up fruit from the Chotzer to the top of the wall, like a Yechon holds. Because then it's called a Mokum Ptur. A Mokum Ptur, you're allowed to carry in. So Drashi, Mokum, Shein, Badalid, Reichiv, Yoimed, Bein, Mishus, oh, that's right. So the Marviyazda, Reb Yechon, Latayme. And Reb Yechon goes according to this, his time, what he calls a Mokum Ptur. Dichi also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar Reb Yechon, he said over the name of Reb Yechon, Mokum, Shein, Boy, Arbo, Alabo. Anytime you have an ear, a Mokum, that's not 4 by 4 Tfachim wide. No, it's a stoop. You have a stoop in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, a platform. That it has to be at least 3 Tfachim off the ground, because if it's not 3 Tfachim off the ground, and it's always a Svara, it's bottled to the ground. That would be Rishus HaRabim. So if you have in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, a Mokum that's at least Gimel Tfachim off the ground, and it's not Dalad by Dalad, is the Alocha Mutel of Nei Rishus HaRabim, or of Nei Rishus HaYochel HaKatev Olof. If you have a stoop, like right outside your house, so the people from the house are allowed to carry out something from their house and put it on top of the stoop, because the stoop is only a Mokum Ptur. And no, I didn't. Somebody in the Rishus HaRabim could also carry, somebody in the Rishus HaRabim could also put down something on the stoop, because the stoop is a Mokum Ptur. Therefore, it's Mutal of Nei Rishus HaRabim, Nei Rishus HaYochel, the Katev Olov. They're allowed to put down bundles they have on the stoop. So at the Gemara, though, Ubovado Shleyach Lifut. But you're not allowed to be Mechalef. That means you're not allowed to, from the Rishus HaRabim, put down your bundles on the stoop, and then afterwards down, pick it up again, and bring it into the Rishus HaYochid. Even though Midiraisa, it's Mutter, the Rabbanu made Xerish, Lo Yachlifu, you shouldn't come right away to carry from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. Even though Midiraisa, it's Mutter, because when you carry from the Rishus HaRabim and put it on the stoop, you made the Hanocha. And this Hanocha, you Potter, because it's the Mokum Ptur. Now when you pick it up again, also you're potter, because you picked it up from Mokum Ptur into Rishus HaYochid, Midiraisa it's Mutter, but Midirabbanan you shouldn't do it. Ubavat shleyachlifu. Don't interchange the two of them. As exer, you go straight in. So this is Rabbi Yechon Talocha that holds that's called the Mokam Tur. Therefore, this wall also, since the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, it's less than that. It's only called the Mokam Tur. And therefore, each chutz is allowed to climb up and bring their parents with them to the top of it. For the Gemara, the Rav, let's lay the Rav Dimi. Does Rav not hold from Rav Dimi's halacha? Doesn't he also hold this inyan of a Mokam Tur? But that's Gemara's we had on Shabbos. And the Shabbos Taf Ches Mabez we had this, a Stam Gemara like that. There's such a thing as a Mokam Tur. So how could Rav argue here and say that the top of this wall has a Chumra Tikadin that's not a Mokam Tur, and neither of them could use it? So the Gemara like this. If we're talking about this stoop would be in between a Rishus Rabim and a Rishus Yochin, if it would be in between, then Rav Dimi is moedet to Rav Yochanan. He said, the rice is, we go, since the rice is Achumra, we can be makel to say there's such a thing as a Mokam Ptur. A Mokam Ptur in between a Rishus Yochin and a Rishus Rabim, you're allowed to put it down there and then take it out again. That's because the Rishuyas are the rice. So Rashi, like Rishuyas the Raisa, could go in Rishus Rabim of the Yochid. If the stoop is in between the Rishus Rabim and the Rishus Yochid, then either one of them are allowed to carry from the Rishus Rabim and put it down on the stoop. And where is Rav Machmer in our case, this wall, for Rishuyas the Rabbonin? Here it's only the Rabbonin the Kisar. We're talking about you have two chotzers, and for Shetzich, each chotzer is a Rishus Yochid. And you have a wall in between them. And now on top of the wall has also the same Rishus Yochid. So avadim midirais it's mutim metchila to carry from one chotzer to top of the wall, or else to carry from one chotzer straight into the next chotzer. Midirais avadim it's mutim. It's only in this midirabonim that has to be said that a rubi chatzeris. You have to make an eruv chatzeris midirabonim. That midirabonim when you're carrying out from one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid, it's exera also you come to carry out to rishus rabin. So this issa not to carry from the chotzer to the top of the wall is only in issa midirabonim. So in the Rabbanan we have a klal, v'chachomim osu chizit l'divrayim yoyse mishal Torah. When you're handling with Rishuyas, with the Rabbanans only, so since it's only with the Rabbanan, people think, it's only the Rabbanan will be making already. Therefore, when the Rabbanan made their dinim, sometimes they had to make a chumra also involved. So therefore, Rav holds, when you have a mokam ptur, in between two Rishuyas to Rabbanan, nothing doing. There's no head to carry from one Rishus Yochid to this Mokim Ptur. Because it's a big zero, maybe you come to carry straight over to the next Rishus Yochid. And people think, what's so good fellas? I'm carrying over. It's only us and the Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbonin made a chizit with the Vrayim to say no. We'll be very machmir. You can't even carry into the middle Mokim Ptur. Mashenke, the Gemara and Shabbos is talking about, where outside the house is the Rishus Rabbin, inside the house is the Rishus Yochid. Everybody knows it's also midiraisa to carry from your house to the Rishus Rabbin. So if we'll be makel to say that you're allowed to carry from your house and put it down in the stoop, we're not going to make such a big zera. Maybe you come to carry it outside also. Because people know that's also midiraisa. And this is midiraisa. People are machmer. People are afraid of an issa midiraisa. Therefore, he's moider. Where you have the mokim ptur and the shalo midiraisas, they were makel. Only here is Rav Machmir that the Mokam Ptur is in between two Rishus the Rabbonins, which is a Din the Rabbonin, so the Rabbonin were Machmir. Omar Rav Nachman, Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. If you have a wall in between two Chatzes, on the right and left side, and the wall divides up, so Poshet again, they have to make, each one has to make a separate Erev Chatzeres. Because there's no Pesach in between, you can't get from one to the other. You can't be married together. But what about Tzido Yechod Gevoya Asor Tvachim V'Tzido Yechod Shavulorz? Like it wasn't flat ground. So on one side tackle there's a Mechitza here, 10 Tvachim high, and on the bottom there's a Chotzer here. So the people living on the right Chotzer, for them there's a Gezunta wall here that's 10 Tvachim high. But the Chotzer on the left side there is like on a hill a little bit. The ground is elevated. So therefore, their chotzer is, the wall is not 10 tefachim from their chotzer. It's only, let's say, 5 tefachim high, the wall. Like on the other side of the wall, the ground comes up. So how high is the wall off the ground? Less than 10 tefachim. So what's the loch in such a case? That for the right chotzer, this wall is gevoya yud. For the left chotzer, this wall is not gevoya yud. Who has the right to use the top of this wall? Is nice to noisoy lezer sheshavulorets. We let the chotzer that's more closer to the wall say that the wall is less than 10 tefachim high for them. They have a right to use this wall. In other words, we're talking about posh here where the wall in between is dalat fochem wide. So it is called the Rishus HaYochid. Since it is a Rishus HaYochid, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to carry from your chotzer to the top of this because it's its own Rishus. It's only its own Rishus if like two people have a right to use it. But here, for one chotzer taker, it's taker Rishus HaYochid. For the other chotzer, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. For the other chotzer, it's not 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's more like bottle to their chotzer. Therefore, we say this chotzer is allowed to carry to use the top of the wall, whereas the right chotzer cannot use the wall. As we give it lezesh lezlovas mishum, why? Zemar mishum dehezeh lezeh tashmishu benachas. Because the left chotzer, for them to use, put things down on top of the wall, it's easy to use the wall. The wall is not 10 tefachim high for them, but them it's only 5 tefachim high. That's easy to reach. So therefore for them it's an easier tashmish. Mashenkin lezeh tashmishu bekosher. For the right chotzer to use it, since for them this wall is 10 tefachim high, it's harder to use it, we don't give it to them. That's the klal. V'chol lezeh benachas, lezeh bekosher, nois de nois lezeh shetashmishu benachas. Anytime you have like a mokum, we're mesupik to which rishush should we let them use it? Which chotzer is allowed to use this mokum? So it's a smaron. The chotzer that's easier to use it, lemaisa, practical, it's easy to use it, we let give it to them, they have the din to use it. But the other chotzer are not allowed to use it. Trashi, nois to noiser, lahalis, lahurid, mola, v'chaveri yoser. We let the left chotzer use it, they could carry up and carry down, and the right chotzer that for them, the mechitzas, gaboya yud, they can't use it at all. For them it's awesome. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Nachman, Charitz, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. You have two chotzes, and now there's not a wall in between, but there's a ditch in between. There's a charitz, a hole in the ground. That portion is also the same thing. It has to be wide, dalat tfochim. If it's not wide, dalat tfochim, it's not called anything. So it has to be a charitz, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Rashi says, charitz, Rashi, al pnei orech ha-chatzeres. Along the whole length of the two chatzerim, there's a ditch that's mavdo ben zulizu. Have a mechitza ma'yisa. That's called the good mechitza to divide the two. Now, Rashi doesn't say here, but Allah has brought down, it has to be at least wide dalat fochim. Because if it's not dalat fochim wide, then you could just walk over it. So a little hole in the ground doesn't make like a mechitza. Like it's not dividing up the two chatzerim. You can just walk over the hole, there's no dividing between the two. But once there's 4 tefachim width of the ditch, then we say you can't just walk over it. Then it's called the good mechitza. We see like a division between the two chatzerim. And they can't make an eruv together anymore. Charit shebein shtei chatzeris. Now, tzidei echad omok asora. For one chatzer, it was taka 10 tefachim deep. So that's called like a good mechitza there. The tzidei echad shavul oritz. Now, shaking the other side, the chatzer was elevated a little bit. So for them, the ditch, or fakir, on the other side, the chutz itself came down a little bit. Even the ground came down. So for them, how much further deep is the ditch? Only 5 tefachim. It's not 10 tefachim deep for the other chutzer. Because the whole other chutz is also lower. It's the same halacha. Noisnin oisoi lezeh sheshovel oritz. Which chutzer has the right to use the ditch, to store their things in the ditch? We give it to the left chutzer, that for them, the ditch is not 10 tefachim deep. So it's not 10 tefachim deep. It's very easy just to put your hand down, store something there, and then pick it up again. Why? Mishrim dehevei lei lezeh tashmisha benachis. For the left chotzer, it's very easy for them to use it. You just have to put your hand down 5 tefachim, it's easy. Or lezeh mashenkin for the other chotzer, the right side, is tashmisha bekosha. For them, they're elevated a little bit. So this ditch for them, mamish, goes down 10 tefachim deep. So for them it's very hard to have to stretch your hands all the way down or lower things down there and then pick it up again. It's hard. So that's called the tashmish that's bedochet. So we don't give it to them. And like we said before, to kol shetashmisha bezeh benacha bezeh bekosher, we give it to the one that's easier. For at the Gemara now, it's the Mercer says, utrichi. Like what do I have to have both these dinim for? The Chur is saying over the exact same svara twice. What's the difference that there's a wall going up or it's a ditch going down? The same svara. If for one side it is 10 and for the other side it's not 10, since the other side is easier to be used, we let them use it. So what do you have to say it twice for? So tomorrow, yes, we have to have both chedushim v'tzricha. The yashmin and kaisel, I just hear the first case. We have a wall. That's for one side it's gvoya yud, mishum de gvoya tashmishay inish. That our kopo de begoiva mishtamishay inshi. It's a shtegel for people to use the height of it. Like people like to use it. So therefore it's a svaro that one side, if it's less than 10 tefachim, they use it a lot.
Like, it's very easy to use it. Whenever you want to put something down, the easiest thing is when you're standing ready, just put it down, a little stoop. See, if you have this wall for you, it's only 5 tefachim high, that's mamish easy to use it. So where it's very, very easy for you to use it, then we say a svara. Will Zichah give it to this chotzer? Because they'll like use it 100%. Mashenke, for the other chotzer is harder, we're not going to give it to them. Mashenke, avu charitz boimko, loy mishtam sheyinish. Mashenke, when you have a ditch, lemaisi, even though for you it's not 10 tefachim down, it's only 5 tefachim deep, but it's still not so easy to use. Like, who wants to bend down to put something down in a ditch? It's hard to do that. So even though it's easier for you, and it's harder for the other one, but maybe we won't give it to you. Because even though it's easier, but you're not going to use it that much, though. It's not something you're mishtamish with. Lay mishtamshi yinish. Eimaloi, maybe here we don't have this din. Kamash v'lon, yes. That even by a ditch, still we give the ditch to the chotzer that's easier to use it. And therefore, since by the left chotzer, it's only 5 tefachim deep, it's easier to use it, even though 5 tefachim is hard to use. It's not so geschmack to have to bend down, you break your back. But our koponim, it's easier for them than the other chutz we give it to them. That's the chiddush of a charitz. Now, v'yashmina b'charitz, v'yashmina it just should have only said the machloikis by a charitz. I mean, not the machloikis, just should have said this din by a charitz. And I would know maduch by a charitz, where the one that used it doesn't use it that much, so we give it to him. So pshita by a kaisa, where the one that's nicha is going to use it a lot, Havada will give it to him. Marnein, mishum deloy b'isa tashmishta. Hakoponim, when you put something down in the ditch, you're not afraid it's going to fall. It's there, it's settled, it's going to be safe there, nobody's going to take it, nobody's going to step on it, you're not afraid it's going to break. So maybe that's a svaro that when you do use it, you're more satisfied, you're secure with it. Avu kaisel, d'b'isa tashmishta, mashenka, even though it's easier to use a wall, but hakoponim, you're always worried. Maybe wind will come down and break it, maybe someone will pass by and push it off. So when you use it there, you use it, but the beusa, you're afraid a little bit. It's also aim a light. Maybe since the mice of people are afraid, so even though it's easier and you will use it, that's not called such a good tashmish. Because the mice, you're afraid, maybe you'll fall down. So maybe that's not called, we should give it to you. Kamash v'lan tzricha, aim a light tzricha. No, that even by a wall also, even though people are afraid, maybe you'll fall down, but la mice, it's easier for you to use it, because for you it's not 10 tefachim high, therefore we give it to you. Right. So the more bo'al l'maytai. Now you have a mechitza here in between the two chatzerim. You have a good mechitza that's 10 tefachim high. So l'maytai, you're not allowed to make an eruv chatzeris together, one and the other. And who adin, on top of it, if it's a reshus hayachid, if it's a roch of dalid, you're not allowed to carry down from the wall down to the chatzer. Now bo'al l'maytai, let's say you want to take away these two dinim. You want to make it that the wall should not be 10 tefachim high. Therefore, won't be called a therefore, it's not called a mechitza. In between the two, you can make one eruv. And who adin, you should be allowed to carry down then. So, Drashi, bo lamayit, akoisokoi, you want to make this wall less than yutfachim high. Hogosalka daite shaosa tail off for lamata. The other meaning is you're making like a little pile of dirt on the floor. So, like you pick up the floor on the bottom of the wall. Therefore, from the bottom of this dirt now to the top of the wall, there's only 7 tefachim. Bekaka samach lekoisel. Oy bon itzdebor, else you build a little platform on the bottom of the wall. Oy yaniach sham pespasim, else you put little stools there on the bottom of the wall. So therefore, the maisa, when you step on the stool, you're not now, the wall is not 10 tefachim high anymore. So that's the way you take away from the koisel. So tomorrow, bo lamaisa, you want to take away the height of the wall, not to make a 10 tefachim. Is im yesh b'miyutoy arbo muter. If this platform that you're putting is roch of dalet, it's 4 tefachim wide, that's called a good miyut. That's called like a mokum choshev. And now we start counting the wall from the top of the platform. And the top of the platform to the top of the wall, it's only 5 tefachim. Then we say, mutl l'shtamish b'chol ha'koysa kulay. Then we consider as if the whole wall doesn't have its own din like a reshus ha'yochid, but fakir, since you're allowed to stand on the platform, it's a choshev, a mokum, it's dalet or dalet, and from the platform to the top of the wall is not 10 tefachim, so it's not considered like the top of the wall is the reshus yochid. Therefore, you're allowed to be mishtamish, you can carry up and down along the whole wall. The yimlav ain mishtamish ela kineged amid. But let's say the platform you're making on the bottom of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, it's only 3 tefachim wide. So that's not called the choshev amokim. So even though when you're standing on top of this platform, lemaisa, the wall on top is not 10 tefachim high, but since the mokum is not a choshev mokum, it doesn't give it a shame like we'll count the top of the wall from the platform to say it's not a reshus yochid, but no, we still look as if the whole wall is the Rishus Yochid. Just half a meter is though, but connected the platform itself, those three tvachim, that's a little bit higher. So from the height of the platform to the top of the wall, it's less than your tvachim. On these three tvachim, you're allowed to carry up and carry down. That's the Havimina. Just keneged hamir tismuter. V'yamlav ein mishtamish ela keneged hamir. Just keneged the small mir tismuter. Let's see Rashi. Im yesh be miyutoi dalid. Oirech betzad meshech hakoysel. If it's long, four tvachim wide, long. Then we say have a kepesach. That's considered like you have a Pesach here. Like you have a mokum in a wall that's four tfachim wide, that's less than you tfachim, so you have a Pesach there. From the top of this platform to the wall, it's not ten tfachim wide. Because you could walk on top of the platform. The platform is 4 tvachim wide. That's an easy thing to be mishtamish on. And then from there to the top of the wall, it's less than your tvachim. It's not a rishus yochid. Then it's mutter. Mashenkin, if the platform is less than gimel tvachim wide, it's not called nicha tashmishtei. Then we don't look as if the wall is less than 10, but it is 10. But a modna locha, but connect these three tvachim, it's mutter. So at the Gemara Manashach, like, make up your mind, what are you holding here? How could that be? If you're going to tell me, since you have a platform, that from the top of the platform it's not 10 tfachim, so you can get on top of the wall without having a din rishus yochid, so you should be able to carry through the whole wall. And ilo yahani, elamai this miyut, this platform, since it's not 4 tfachim wide, it's a very narrow platform, it doesn't help. We should still consider as if there's a complete wall here, 10 tvachim high, and you're not allowed to carry it to the top of the wall, so it should be us, or even connected a miyut. What kind of svar is this? Is it a good miyut? Is it not? Like, is it called a Pesach or not called a Pesach? If it's not called a Pesach, so you have no way to get on top of the wall, and the wall itself is you tvachim high, it's Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry from your chotzer to the top of that. So how does it help? And the more enechanami, Omer Ravina, Kegoyin Sha'oka Chulio Meroshay. You know what we're talking about here? Not that you're making a miyut on the bottom, but you're making a miyut on top of the wall. In other words, you have this wall, that the wall itself, let's say, is 10 tfachim high. Now you're chopping off a piece of the top. A piece of the wall here, like along the wall, you're going to chop it off. And make it, the height now is going to be like you cut out a hollow piece here. So now right here it's less than you tfachim. So therefore, to carry something from your chasen to put it onto this mokum here, where you hollowed out, treat it as mutter. Because this mokum, since it's not 10 tfachim high, it's not a rishus yochid. That's what it then is. If you hollow out in the wall the length of 4 tfachim, so then right here it's called the good Pesach. It's called the way you can get up on top of the wall. It's called the Pesach. Therefore, to carry through the rest of the wall, since the rest of the wall is 10 tfachim high, you can't carry on top of the wall. V'enachnami, in this little mokum here now, that you hollowed out, since the mice it's not 10 tfachim high, it's less, so that's not called Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, in this mokum, you're allowed to carry up and down, but the rest of the wall, you're not allowed to. So that was the territory. Talking about the Yumayat, the Koisel itself. Ravina Gein Sha'oka Chulya Neroshoi. You're taking off part of the top of the wall itself. Trashi, I'm Ravina. Lav milamata, we're not talking about the bottom. Dosim vade botsim medal baimani milamidi. If it's less than 4 tvachim wide, it means nothing. Elogoyin shoka chuyim eroishoy. You're taking off part of the top of the wall. Migoyvo shokoysol. Kari roishoy, kadnan hoib roishoy peris. So therefore, since the wall is not yut tvachim tall there, that's not called Rishus HaYochid. Right. Omar Rav Yechiel. Kofo sofel memayit. If you just like turn over a chair, a stool, next to the wall, that's mamayit from the goiva of the wall. Trashi kofa sofel, samach lekois lemiyat goiva miyasora. Kol ha'ina mita goin the leka yud meroish l'roish ha'koisel. We're talking about now that avashtesachal, from the top of the stool to the wall, it's not 10 tfachim high. So therefore, since you put a stool next to the wall, and you could just stand on top of the stool, and on top of the stool the wall is not 10, we don't look as if the top of the wall is called Rishus HaYochid. So the chura has to be where it's also wide, dalet tfachim. The stool is rochev dalet, so therefore it's called like you have a good Pesach. By standing on top of the stool, you can mamish like go on top easily. It's not called Rishus HaYochid. For the Marvi Amai, why is that true? Dova la nito b'shabbos. You just put a stool down, a stool the same way you put it down, pick it up, I just move the chair away. Who? And the klal is, v'dova la nito b'shabbos, eni mamayit. We'll see a lot about this later on in the perek. But anytime you want to memayit something, like make the shear smaller, or lift it up, if you put something like a peris, that you could just move away the peris, that's not memayit. Here also, if you just put a chair next to the wall, so true, when you're standing on top of the chair, the wall is not 10 tefachim high. But since you could just pull away the chair, that's not called a miyut. Anything that you could just pull away, the miyut, is not called a miyut. It has to be something that's kavua there that you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. So stam a chair won't be good. And the Gemara, l'tzuricha dechabri barya. You're like stuck it into the ground a little bit. It's stuck into the ground. For the Gemara, so what? V'chichivra barya, if you stuck the chair into the ground, my heavy. V'atanya, we learned, Gemara and Shabbos. Poga, if you have this radish. Shed to me no betevin. You like stuck the radish inside strua. Or else becharora a piece of cookie. Shed to me no begecholim. You stuck it inside the coals. Now in megula miktsasa, if a little part of the radish or a little part of the cookie is sticking out, is a loch on the telus b'shabbes. You're allowed to grab a hold of the cookie. That's called a tiltum min atzad, which is mutter. You're not touching the coals directly. You're not touching the ground directly. You're only touching the radish. And you're pulling up the radish. Either pulling up the radish, you're making the ground move, which is muksa. So what? That's called tiltum min atzad. The same thing here also. If you have this chair that's stuck into the ground, so what? You hold the chair and pick the chair straight up. That's mutter. Are you moving the ground? So what? That's called tiltum min atzad. And the Gemara, hochi b'mayas kina going the east lay ugnayim. They are like rims to the chair, and even have dirt on top of the rim. So mele here, the kshaler is, when you move the rim, you're mamish moving the dirt a lot. So the bottom rashi, Yisla yugnayim, kein tzvolim shalonu, the yachshav ofa munach aleyim. You even have dirt, mamish on top of the chair, on top of the rim, there's dirt. Ve'abimeidiz ofa mimkoyme v'doyim l'choyfer. This should be also, it's mamish like you're mamish moving the ground behedya, and to be doyim with the So the Gemara name, still it's mutter. For the Gemara, my heavy. Even if there are rims to the chair, and there's dirt on top of the rim, so what? My heavy. The Yotanan we learned. Ha toimein lefes. If you hid lefes, turnips, or tznoin or radishes, tachas a geffen, underneath the geffen, underneath the vines, is bizman.